Thank you, Brother John. It's good to come back into your place of listening, wherever you may be. I trust we can be a help to you, be an encouragement to you. I know we're living in troublesome times, both naturally and spiritually, and that's our whole heart and desire to come this way and encourage God's people, amen, to us look to Him. This world, the world of system is going to go down according to the Word of God, so we want to encourage you to look to Him. We'd like to say it's been a joy to be here at this radio station back through the years. We say we appreciate working with Brother John here and appreciate this station letting preachers come this way and preach. So we would like to give them the encouragement to just continue to let preachers preach the Word of God, so and be a help to people. I know it's not, people don't enjoy it as well as they would did a few years back. They don't lean to preaching like they used to, but help them that could. But I'd like to talk to us just for a few minutes before we read our text. I listened to a preacher up in Kentucky a couple of months back, and he was preaching revival over in North Carolina. And the pastor of the church, our brother Joel Hite, sent me a CD of the preacher preaching, and I enjoyed the whole message. I enjoy a man of God that preaches the Word of God. I don't care who he is, but this particular man, he was a preacher, and he made a statement that really stuck in my mind, and I just seemed to can't get rid of it, so I want to encourage you to pay close attention, if you will, what I got to say before we read our text and try to preach. But he made a statement, and I'd like for every one of us, if you would, to just sit down, whatever you do, and listen to what I'm saying. Amen. He made a statement that church is limited to what it can do. Now, you let that sink in. The church is limited to what it can do. You know, our president today is doing, have been back through several years, are doing things, and people crying and hollering and screaming loud. It's not constitutional. It's not constitutional. Senators and congressmen and different ones doing things, and they'll holler, it's not constitutional. Not constitutional. But I'd like to encourage you to take your Bible and begin reading at the book of Acts. Read all the pastoral epistles from Acts on through, where Paul and them wrote to the church and wrote to Timothy and what he charged them to do, and all that kind of stuff. And I'd like for you to find some things that's going on in our churches today. I'd say they was unconstitutional to God Almighty. Now, after he made that statement, the church is limited to what it can do, I don't find nowhere in the church where they ever put up a Christmas tree. I mean, I'm just going to be plain. I never find where they had a Christmas program. I never find where they had a vacation Bible school. Now, you listen to what I'm saying. Don't get mad. What I'm saying is the church is limited. God commissioned the church in the beginning. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. He gave them a commission that's constitutional in God's book, and anything outside of that is unconstitutional. I never find in there where they ever had a car wash. I never find where they had a Saturday night singing. I never find where they had praise teams. I never find where they had anything. Now, I'm just getting down to where you can search the Bible for yourself. If you can find it, you phone me. My phone number is in the TDS phone book, James Shaver, San Rock Exchange, 523-5504. And if you can find anything in there anywhere where God ever ordained any of this stuff that we got going on in our church today, I find where he said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. I find when we go there, we are to worship, pray, and to praise, and to preach the Word of God. Anything outside of that, I cannot find it in this blessed old book. Now, don't get mad at me. I'm just going to give it to you. Then I'm going to go to the house and I'll kick my shoes off and just enjoy the evening if the Lord let us. But I want you to really get it in your mind. Before you get mad at me, just study your Bible. Start in Acts. Read all the way down through. I read one time where there was a couple of men started up to the house of God. Bible said it was the hour of prayer. Didn't say it was the hour they're going to have the praise team. Didn't say it was the hour of a special singing. Didn't say it was the hour, amen, of a Christmas party or anything like that. So they're going up to the hour of prayer. And the Bible said that they come upon a man laying outside the gate, which was called Beautiful. And the Bible said he was laid there daily, lame from his mother's womb. And the Bible said he was laying there desiring to have get alms from the people as they passed by. No doubt he had his tin cup or shaking it. When Peter and John went by, and Peter and John didn't tell him, said, "Hey, we're going in here now to some kind of program or some kind of a praise team or anything like that." Said they just plainly told him, said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, arise and walk." And the Bible said it, Peter took him by the hand and immediately his ankle bones received strength. And the Bible said he went into the temple leaping and praising God. You say, "Preacher, what are you getting at?" I'm getting at to where we as the church of the living God, we need to shuck off everything that's not constitutional in the Word of God. Amen. Anything that this Bible won't hold good and you can't put your finger on it, I'd say leave it off. I had a man, a preacher, a young preacher, phone me yesterday and we was talking and he said their church was just, his mother-in-law's church was just about to bust. Over of this coming summer vacation Bible school, amen, said they was about to bust the church over that on account of couldn't come together on what to do. And he's a good, well-learned man of God, and he said to Tobias, "Well, why don't you just drop it? Because it's not biblical anyhow." Amen. Come on now. Don't die for me. I'm trying to help us to really realize that the church was put here, amen, not for games, gimmicks, and parties, but the church was put here in this world, amen, to be a light for the Lord Jesus Christ, not to go along with all this, amen, but bless your heart. Now let's look just for a minute on something else, amen. I want you to read, if you will, take it. When you cool off and get over your mad spell, I just take your Bible and read your pastoral epistles, amen, and study and see what God wanted to go on in the church, amen. But bless your heart, we've got in the time today where we're competing over what we know, competing look like over what we understand in our knowledge, amen. But I want to read you something here before we read our text, if we can get to our text. Amen. Now go back to 1 Corinthians chapter number 13. Let's read what God said. Amen. The Holy Ghost had this pinned down. He said, "Though I speak with tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal." And God, and he said, "Now listen, though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, and have not charity, I am become as nothing." So it looks like your people are today are dealing with their knowledge, amen, they're being a prophet, they're being all this, and I'm not knocking that. Knowledge is good, amen. I wished I had more more of it. But that's not what we're really ought to be dealing with in the church of the living God. Amen. John Wesley called it the preaching house. Amen. The Bible says again, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. That's what our duty is. As the people of God and the men of God is not to entertain or pet or anything like that, not to be mean or hostile, but just to preach Christ and Him crucified. Amen. God bless your heart. The Bible said to them that perish is foolish, but unto us the saved it is the power of God. The Bible said it pleased God through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. So therefore we need to get away from some of this stuff. Amen. Get our churches back again. I told a man Wednesday night. Amen. He may be listening now. I don't know. But I told a man Wednesday night, I don't know of a church anywhere. Amen. That ain't just about totally backslid on God. And you say, preacher, you making an awful strong statement. Amen. How we're come together and say, I'm going to the house of God to receive a blessing. How you find that in the Word of God. Amen. We're to go there to worship and glorify and exalt the name of Jesus. It's not got to do with anything, me feeling good or shouting or pulling the paneling off the wall. It's got to do with uplifting, exalting the name of Jesus. I said, my old John Wesley's days when he preached, I said he'd get out in the thicket, in the graveyard, wherever, and preach. I said the Holy Ghost power of God would fall. I said they'd fall on the ground, pull on grass, pull it up. I'd get hands of dirt, squall, carry on. Amen. The getting under conviction with the Holy Ghost of God. I said what our churches need today is less praise. Amen. A praise team, we need to get back to going back on our face before God one more time and begging God. Amen. Interceding and pleading with Him to send the power of the Holy Ghost back in our midst again. Amen. Amen. I want to get to my text to preach. Ain't got so many things coming to our mind. I remember back 25, 30, maybe 35 years ago, our churches, I'd bless your heart, the power of God would fall in them. Our sinners go to the mourner's bench, amen, and pray their way through to salvation. Come up a changed and a delivered person. How they'd go out dressed different, act different, talk different, and do different. I remember some 30 years ago, I guess it was, I'd been in the hospital, I'd had surgery, I got out on Friday, Sunday night, me and my wife, I went to church, and I'm not boasting in me, I'm bragging on Jesus. I remember the Holy Ghost told me that night, I sat down on a bench, said, you stand up and testify. You remember I'd just been cut open from surgery. I remember I stood up, there was a cloud come down out of heaven, the Holy Ghost come down in our midst. I didn't have to work it up. I didn't have to get somebody to pump it up. I didn't have to get some praise team how to get it to come down. I just plain obedience to God Almighty. Holy Ghost fail. Hallelujah to God. I'm trying to get us to realize the church is limited to what it can do. Amen. I remember standing up in that bench and there was a cloud come down in there. You say, preacher, I've never seen nothing like that. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. It ain't going on in our day to day. I said there was a cloud come down to about my waist. Ain't God let me preach for a little while on that bench. Don't ask me what I said. Don't ask me what I preached. Don't ask me what went on. I just got obedient to the Holy Ghost. Directly that cloud began to lift. And the altar was full of sinners praying and seeking God. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what did you do? I give God the glory. Amen. I'm nothing. I said, I'm nothing. But God Almighty chose to come down in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost and work in that day. You say, preacher, we need some people to run around the church and have a fit. We need some Holy Ghost to come in our midst and work with our people again. God bless your heart. I remember one time, I'm just going to tell you a few experiences. I ain't going to get to my message. I wanted to preach on a great awakening, but I ain't going to get to it. I remember one night being in a church house, and it was a Baptist church. Amen. That's back before they backslid. Amen. Along with the Methodist Church of God, Holiness, all the rest of them. Amen. I'll just tell it like it is. Ain't we under God? They backslid on God. Amen. Ain't God's great name, but I remember being in a church one night having an old time communion and foot washing. You say, preacher, what's that? That's what I said. We've got away from God again. It used to be all of our churches had old time communion. Amen. And foot washing, humbling ourselves down and washing our brother's feet. I remember in that service that night there was another cloud. I've come down in that church house. Amen. Our people are slinging water. Amen. A shouting and rejoicing. Our sinners are praying. When the Holy Ghost settled, there was people in the corner. There was people laying in the floor. You say that's charismatic. No, sirree. That was under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You say, preacher, I don't believe no such as that. That's the reason why we're in the shape we're in. Because we don't believe in the power of God. Amen. I'm telling you right now, I remember when we used to go to the house when we didn't have to go to church. We didn't have these choirs to get up there. Amen. With their dresses on, men, women, both. What they call square, amen. What they call choir robes. Their dresses didn't have no such as that. I bless your heart, just have old time congregational singing. I remember coming together. Amen. I bless your heart. I'm saying we've got today out of where we're unconstitutional. With a lot of things today, we've got to have everything in order. We, amen, got to have a pamphlet I wrote out before we get to church while the service is going to go. God's not welcome. Amen. We need to go to the house of God. I'll get in a corner on the mourner's beam and pray again for God to come by and visit us in the day we're in. Amen. I'm behind with my preaching. Amen. First time I preached this year. Amen. I feel like I could preach all year. Amen. I like them old time ways. And the devil has took them away from us. The devil has robbed us. The devil has put our fire out. Amen. With these electronic plug-in drugs. Oh, come on now, preacher. I say these electrical plug-in drugs has took the power of God out. If you don't believe it, you just wait till next Sunday. If I'm a reading the paper right, I care less. But I'm thinking next Sunday is Super Bowl Sunday. And you watch where the church crowd is. If they're at the church house, they'll wear their watch out. Looking to get out to where they can go home and serve their God. Amen. We ought to forget about that pigskin. Amen. Our children died and going to hell. Our neighbors have died and going to hell. Amen. Our co-workers have died and going to hell. All we're ever worried about is entertainment and having pleasure. Amen. I want to preach on the great awakening, but boy, do we need a great awakening in the day we're in today. Friend, listen. Amen. There he is, our churches. Amen. They're limited to what they can do. I never thought about it. I never got in on it until that man made that statement. Thank God. I tell you what. Let me tell you this. I know it's going to make some folks mad, but I'm going to tell it anyhow. A preacher friend of mine phoned me out of North Carolina last Wednesday just before church time. And we're sitting and talking. He said, me and my wife, a while ago, I come by a liquor store there in North Carolina and said, lo and behold, guess what we seen? I said, we seen a Christmas tree sitting right in the window of that liquor store. Amen. All lit up. Amen. And Jeremiah chapter number 10, how the Bible said, learn not the way of the heathen. And if that ever was a way of the heathen, that's a way of the heathen. In a liquor store. Thanks be unto God. You know what we've done? How we've got the mock and God stuck our fist in his face until he's went off and left us. Amen. Talking to a preacher last night out of Tennessee, he said, what's happened to that old time power God? Amen. I remember when I was a kid, you go to church and old men of God preach, old granny women shout. Amen. Bobby pins are flying everywhere. Yes, they had enough hair back that day they wore bobby pins. Amen. Thank God, with their long dresses on, they'd get to shouting, kids laying in the floor on pallets. They didn't have no children church. I didn't have no nursery. They laid them down right there on the floor and let them hear the word of God being preached. I remember as a little lad, there'd be more people on the outside of the house than there was the inside. Amen. Preacher, I ain't seen nothing like that. Amen. I seen it, but that was back before all these plug-in drugs come in. That's before television come in. That was before computer come in. That was before the cell phone come in. I'm not here to make you mad. I'm not here to stay mad. I ain't got to get you angry. I'm here to get you to look where we've fallen from. How far we've got away from God. How far look like today. How God's not doing anything amongst our people today. I was reading after John Wesley. Oh my, I've been down for the last 6 weeks, ain't been able to get out of the house. Amen. And I've been doing a lot of reading and praying. I've been reading after John Wesley where he just stopped on the side of the street and start preaching. Amen. Children, 8, 7, 8, 9, 10 year old. The Holy Ghost of God just fall down upon them. They'd fall down on the ground, begin to squall and have convulsions. You say, preacher, that's not of God. It was old time conviction. Amen. And you know what I didn't read? I didn't read where nobody took a Bible or took any kind of pamphlet and began to read and try to trick them in. John Wesley just preached and get on the ground, begin to wallow. Amen. He'd just walk off and leave them. I says, between them and God anyhow. I'm saying today it's unconstitutional in the book of God for anybody to tell anybody that they've got salvation. Amen. I know, my boy, I'm stirred from down to the soul of my feet. Amen. God never told me to tell anybody when there's a praying that you've got it. God never told me to tell anybody If you'll believe a few historical facts, hey man, you've got it. God said he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. God said repent and believe the gospel. God said you must. I'll be born again. That's a supernatural act of God. It's not what some man can do. Amen. These that's read in today, that's the reason why. Amen. On Sunday morning, the high sheriff can't find them. Had a man come to my house one time several years ago. I was doing business with him. Matter of fact, I was renting water filters from him. Said they went out Thursday night. Amen. A visitation. And said they got, he told me how many they got through the screen door. I talked to them as they come to the door with the beards that we got them to go down the Roman road and said we got them saved. I said, I want to ask you a question. He said, what is it? I said, where was they at Sunday morning? Was they at church? He said, no. I said, just what I thought. Amen. I bless your heart. God done something in my life when I was lost. He come to where I was. He brought conviction on me. He got me in a state where I was having a convulsion. He got me down to where I was a weeping. I was a mourning. Hey man, I hadn't been to church in years except going to a funeral. But after God saved me, hey man, very few times I've ever met, I go into the house of God sin. God put something down on the inside of me. Hey man, that never had been there before. Hallelujah. And I'm getting them dirty. My preaching days is about over with. My life's coming to an end. How will ever be the breath God will give me? I'm going to preach, let's go back. Let's go back out to the old time way. You old and sitting out there, that's a listening to me, you know how good and well what I'm a preaching's right. Amen. We're doing things today down at the church. That's unconstitutional. Amen. God didn't ordain it from the start with. Amen. When we went to the house of God, amen. Do you mind if I leave this with you before we leave? Several years ago, first church I ever assistant pastor. I had an old granny, several old granny women, but there's one old granny woman. Amen. Every Sunday morning she'd come through the church. When she come through the door, she'd be shouting, amen, to the top of her voice. She had the victory. And I'm telling you what, most of our churches today, if somebody come through the door shouting, they'd lead them out and call them, I'll get a straitjacket for them. I used to work with a man. He was wild and vicious and wicked, but his wife was a good Christian woman. Hey man, bless your heart. And I've been there a time when I was lost. I should go across the road from the house. I've done it to barn to milk the cow, and I remember it me as a teenager. Lost without God, and I'd just rather been anywhere it's been there. But I was a working for him. I should go down, get in the stable, and begin to milk that old cow. Sometime I should have been in that stable about 10 minutes. I should pray and get plugged in with heaven. She'd come at the shouting like a Comanche Indian. Hey man, milk that cow and scream and squall, glorify God. Hey man, come out with a bucket of milk and never spill a drop of it. I'm saying that to say this. Ain't still some God to be had in this day if we'll get up from where we are and turn around and go back and repent unto him. May God bless you. Next Sunday, if they allow me back. Amen. So it's time we'll turn to Brother John. Amen.